Welcome to another episode of Columbia County Fair on the Air. We explore the people, the attractions, and the traditions that make the Columbia County Fair so special. I'm your host, Jim Calvin. This episode is sponsored by Madsen Overhead Doors, and my guest today is Melinda Kerner. Melinda, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Melinda is not only the office manager, but the vendor concessions manager. Sounds like you wear a lot of hats here.
I do.
And Melinda, tell us how long you've been involved in the fair.
I've been involved quite a long time, since mid-1980s. My husband was the voice of the fair in the information booth. He worked every day, 11, 12 hours a day. Didn't meet him at the fair. I met him at the house, my parents. Yeah, and then we started dating, so I started to help him inside the information booth. Got married, we had kids, all our kids grew up at the fair. He left the information booth at 2000, and then I got asked to work in the office in 2000. From there, it was only like July and August. There was no summer rentals, mm-hmm. no winter storage at that time.
Right.
It was just fair related. And so I would come in. I worked for Angelo Nero at the time. And so it would be one full month. And each year, as I worked more and more, it was longer and longer. But it was always August. And then in 2005, the president and the vice president decided to open up the fair house and rent it as a wedding venue. From there, we went to renting out the summer programs and stuff. But then my part in the fair started in March to November. Till today, I mean, I'm still doing this. So.
As we tape this, it's about 5 weeks from the fair, and I imagine things are starting to get interesting here.
Yes, everything is coming to a head. I mean, you know, everything needs to be finished. The programs, the premium books for contests, for people that want to enter the contests.
Well, tell us more about the hats that you wear. You're the office manager, you're the vendor concessions manager, you're the chief cook and bottle washer.
Yes, I have accountability for the ticket takers, organizing all of them and getting them all here. And we just had pictures taken, we just had our meeting. The exhibits, like I said, the contests with the show works, that's all about, you know, just organizing everything, making sure everybody gets in their own departments. The vendors, of course. I mean, working on with the vendors. I've met a lot of people. I have a lot of friends. I meet new people all the time. Then there's fun things. 10 years ago, I did that 175 3D thing that was on the old wagon out front. I did that. And then at that same year, because it was the quincentennial, because we were in our 175th year, I made this big frame, and it said I survived the quincentennial and took pictures of everybody in the office. It didn't go out into the fair for the public to use. 2017, I did all those. I didn't do all of them. I did three of those boards that you put your face in and have your pictures taken. Mm-hmm. I did the groovy people. I did the magic, and I did the sheep with the farmer. And then 2020 came, and 2021, I did the Bigfoot, because you always have to have a Bigfoot after COVID. I'm in charge of the Scarecrow contest. I am co-superintendent of the Sunflower contest, and I volunteer in the wool booth during the fair because I enter some of my creations.
Tell me more about your role as the point person for businesses and organizations wishing to exhibit at the fair.
There's a lot of diversity, and we look for that, and we look for wholesome vendors. We have a lot of people that inquire about vendor space. We have a certain amount of food vendors. That seems to go the first and the quickest. We try not to duplicate. I mean, that's our big thing. I mean, we have some duplications with a little tweak in here or there, but we do not want like 5, 6, 7 pizza joints. We only want a couple. And we try to make it so it is comfortable for everybody and it's for all ages.
Good. How are the exhibitor registration numbers looking as we head toward the opening of the fair?
Proud to say we're almost near capacity. We do have some new food. We do have some new vendors. We have lots of old vendors. We have a very good return rate. A lot of it's word of mouth, but then now we have social media that has really pumped it right up.
Well, we're going to take a break now, Melinda. We'll come back and hear more about your exciting experiences and wearing so many hats here at the Columbia County Fair. We'll be right back. Madsen Overhead Doors, a fourth-generation business, looks forward to seeing you at the Columbia County Fair. For 70 years, we've been your trusted experts in garage door installation, repair, and maintenance for residential and commercial properties. Explore the finest overhead doors and electric operators at our showroom in Spencertown, New York. High quality, affordable products, expert installation. 518-392-3883. MadsenOverheadDoors.com. And we're back with Melinda Kerner on this episode of Columbia County Fair on the Air. Melinda, what's the mix of new versus returning exhibitors so far this year?
I think we're about 75% return. Like I said, we have a very good rapport with a lot of them. We try very hard to accommodate what they need. And then the 25% is always a given, you know, new businesses try us.
What was your favorite part of the fair when you were a kid?
The rides. And Tilt-A-Roll was my favorite, and I never got sick. They used to have horses when I was younger, too, pony rides.
Okay.
Because I can remember riding ponies, and I don't know how long ago that was, and I don't remember when they stopped, but that was a ride, and I enjoyed that as well.
Now, I'm told that for many years during the school year, you were a bus driver.
Yes, I started bus driving in 2000 as well, so I was doing both jobs at the same time. I just retired January 1st. I retired. I was a senior bus driver by the time I retired. I still do sports trips, and I plan on one more year here, and I think then I will be retired from here as well.
So are there any similarities between vendors signing up to exhibit at the fair and kids getting on a school bus?
Oh, yes. There's a lot of patience, and then we're talking new vendors here. So they're all excited. They're excited like the first day of school. The kids are so excited, but the new vendors are excited too. They don't know what to do. They don't, you know, and I try to talk to them, tell them about the little things, you know, bring this, bring that, you know, bring extension cord. You might need it, you know, bring an extra seat. You never know, you know, just bring extra.
Well, please remind us, Melinda, what are the dates of this year's Columbia County Fair?
This year, August 27th through September 1st. It's always over Labor Day. Our new tagline, don't let summer end.
Yes. And we look forward to seeing you at the fair.
Thank you.
Thanks for being our guest today. Thanks to our sponsor, Madsen Overhead Doors, and thanks to you, our listeners and fairgoers, for tuning in. Columbia County Fair on the Air is a production of the Columbia County Agricultural Society. Our producer is Brian Lossow. Music courtesy of the Jeff Calvin Band. Find more episodes of this podcast on our website, columbiafair.com, and Facebook.